Welcome to the Empowered Midlife, where we explore the transformative journey of embracing our true selves in midlife. I'm your host, Dr. T. Join me each week as we share insights, personal stories, and yes, practical tips to live our midlife unapologetically with authenticity and empowerment. Together, we'll uncover the joy of rediscovering purpose, tapping into your inner power, and embracing the changes that come with aging. If you're ready to redefine your midlife, reclaim your health, and live life fully, you know, fully empowered, guess what? You're in the right place. I'm Dr. T. I'm a licensed professional counselor, and I'm also a menopause and midwife coach. What does that really mean? I help you give birth to the 2.0 version of your life, your midlife, the best part of your life. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about being unapologetic, unlearning, and unbagging all of that baggage that we have in our backpacks about our past, what's really not our past. So let's talk about it. Can we do that today? But I want to start with a segment called Spill the Tea. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, wait a minute, Tracy, spilling the tea means that we're gossiping. No, honey, spilling the tea means that we're going to talk about you. So can we do that today? Can we spill the tea? I want to start this session today, the journey of you, which is what today's episode is all about, because we're getting rid of those lessons that other people taught us. We're getting rid of that baggage that's not ours. And we are going to be on a journey for ourselves, the journey of you. So before we get started today, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take a deep breath in with me. Hold it at the top and release it through your mouth. Sometimes we just don't take enough time for ourselves. And taking those many little breathing breaths during the day can certainly help us to reconnect with ourselves. So here's our spill the tea for the day. Are y'all ready for it? I want you to repeat after me after I say it the first time. And I'm going to say it slow because I really want this mantra and affirmation to rest in your heart today as we go through today's episode. Here we go. Spilling the tea. Y'all ready? All right. I embrace the freedom to create my own path. I release the weight of inherited struggles, and I honor my ancestors by choosing peace, joy, and wholeness. My healing is my legacy. All right. That's the tea for today. So let's talk a little bit about why we need to even recognize generational trauma. Here are some signs of generational trauma. A lot of times, as women in our midlife, in our 50s, we don't even recognize that we've experienced trauma. Why? Because feeling tense, feeling anxious, feeling depressed, and feeling like we are under the gun feels normal. Let me say that again. Feeling anxious, feeling tense, feeling depressed, and feeling like we are under the gun feels normal. But can I help you? That's not normal, sis. In our midlives, we are not supposed to be feeling that way. And so generational trauma has taught us that we have to take care of everybody else first, and we put ourselves last. How many of you are guilty of that survival mindset? I know I have been for a very long time. I'm the oldest of three girls, so quite naturally by proxy, I was the third parent in the home. Now, don't get me wrong. My parents did a great job in raising three girls. But being the oldest just simply meant that I was in charge of them. And being in charge of them meant that I was in survival all of the time because I had to make sure that nothing happened to my younger sisters. But can I be honest with you? At this stage of our lives, sisters, we are not supposed to be in survival mode. Those lessons that we learned early on in how to take care of other people, you know, take care of your sisters, take care of your brother, you know, your cousin's sick, so you're going to have to go over there and take care of them. Those are lessons that we learned generationally. And in learning those lessons, guess what it also taught us? Not to take care of ourselves. Now, some of you all may have learned, you know, it's okay for you to put everybody else first. It's okay for you to take care of everybody else first. But in this stage of our lives, in this 2.0 version of our lives, listen, we're no longer in survival mode. We're in thrive mode. And so learning how to unlearn what you learned takes time. Don't get upset the first time it happens when you say yes to something you really don't want to do. How many of us are guilty of that? Yes. Sometimes we'll say yes to be a help and end up going and doing more than we thought we were going to end up doing at an event, or showing up in a space that we really don't want to be in, or even giving money away to somebody because they're in need. How many of us have done that? We've probably all done that at some point. But unlearning what you've learned, just as it took you years to learn it, it's going to take you time to unlearn it. See, the journey of you is all about you learning you. That's why it's called joy. And so when we think of what healing looks like, I mentioned that in midlife, you will often see women who are going through perimenopause and even postmenopause. We're anxious. Some of us may have suicidal ideations. But when we think about unlearning and healing, what does healing really look like, right? When we think of our mental wellness and our health, who have you seen in your family that's a healed woman that you can honestly say, I can look at my aunt and I can look at my cousins. I can look at my grandmother. I can look at my mother and I can see joy, not happiness, but true joy in them. Who is a healed woman in your circle? Do you have friends that are healed from the traumas of their past? Do you have friends who have gone to therapy and said, I've done the work on me and I'm a better woman because of it? Or do you have those friends who say, girl, just shake it off and keep going. There's nothing wrong with you. It's normal for you to feel that way. Well, sis, I'm here to tell you today that is not normal. It's not normal for us to be sitting in a room isolating from others. It's not normal for us to be in a constant state of survival or feeling bitter because we're exhausted, physically exhausted, mentally exhausted, emotionally exhausted. All right? So I want you to take another deep breath because I've said a lot and I'm hoping that it hits home with you, sis, because today I want you to unlearn, unpack, and be unapologetic about your joy. So take another deep breath with me now. I know this is probably the most deep breaths you've probably taken in a very long time, which means that you're not really paying a lot of attention to who? You, sis. That's what this is really all about. It's really all about you learning how to pay attention to you. You are the most important person in your life, not your children, not your spouse, but it's really you. Because without you, there would be no children. There wouldn't be no marriage. Let's just be honest there. So think about this for a second. If you're the center, and the center is a little wobbly and not even fully in the center, how can the rest of the things in your life turn the way they need to turn? So this is about you taking that step back and going, you know what? There are some things that I need to unlearn. There are some priorities that I need to put in place. There's some baggage that belongs to other people that I need to actually give back to them, right? And now you get to focus on you and create this beautiful journey of what joy looks like for you. So how do we know when we have actually been healed? So can I tell you what that looks like? Healing looks like setting boundaries. Let me tell you what freed me when I hit midlife. It's a two-letter word, and you can either put a period at the end or an exclamation point at the end, and the word is simply no. No doesn't have to have an explanation behind it. No doesn't need anybody's approval, but it's a complete sentence in and of itself. Setting boundaries protects you, sis, and it protects everyone around you. A healed woman is a woman who can say no unapologetically, is a woman who can say no without feeling guilty, is a woman who can say no with empowered wings behind her back. That's what it means to be a healed woman. When it comes to being healed in midlife, because we're talking about unlearning, unpacking, and being unapologetic, here's what else can help you. Therapy. Listen, you already knew it. I'm a licensed therapist, and I've got to talk about therapy. You're not going and telling everybody your business, but here's what you are doing in therapy. You are doing the work. I hear some people say, well, you know what? I don't want to go to therapy and be triggered. Well, let me take a sip of tea on that one. Can I be honest with you? You're already triggered. You're triggered day in and day out. And here's what's happening to you. When you are surviving, when you are in survival mode, you've been triggered. So going to therapy helps you to manage those triggers so that you're not spending all of that time in survival mode. We're not meant to be in survival mode constantly. Our bodies can't handle that. But what we are meant to do is thrive. And so, how does healing look? Going to therapy, getting a coach, journaling, maybe even doing some narrative work, some shadow work, anything that helps you to go from here to here or here in getting out the trauma, the pain, you know, those things that you think are normal, you know, those things that you put on the back burner so that you don't have to think about them anymore. Anything that helps you to get it out in a positive and manageable way is healing. And here's the last way that you know that healing is taking place. You can embrace your own compassion for who? Yourself, sis. You've got to be compassionate to yourself. You've got to forgive yourself for being the person that you once were. Because here's the truth, she didn't know any better. We've got to stop demonizing the person that we were. Here's why. Because you needed her to be the amazing person that you are today and to be the amazing person that you're going to be in the future. You needed her. You needed her to get you through the hard times. You needed her to get you through that, so that you can see today and you can dream about your future. And here's the last thing I want to talk about, prioritizing joy. I know that three-letter word, we always sing it here down in the South. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me and the world can't take it away. Y'all know that hymn, but here's the truth. What does joy look like to you, sis? You know, I love the acronym Journey of You. I was doing a live on Facebook not too long ago, and I talked about joy being the journey of you. What does your joy look like for you? And our joy should be so different for each one of us because it's our journey, our own individual journeys. And so when we talk about prioritizing our joy, can I be honest with you? You need to have a joy plan. Can I say, is my mic on? Can I say that one more time?
You need to have a joy plan, a journey of you plan. What are those hopes, those dreams, those aspirations, those goals that you put on the back burner because you were so busy taking care of everybody else? That needs to be a part of your joy plan. So when you think about reclaiming your life, when you think about making yourself a priority, what does that really look like for you? When I work with women in my coaching program, that's one of the first things that we talk about. And can I be honest with you? Some women struggle to tell me what they actually want for themselves. And I'm not talking about, oh, let me think about it. I mean, okay, in the next session, I need you to give me an idea of what joy looks like for you, what your life looks like for you. What do you really want? They struggle. They struggle to articulate. Why? Because they've gone so long without taking care of themselves. And so as you learn to prioritize joy, come up with your own joy plan. Let's see what life really unfolds for you. All right. So let's talk a little bit about how you can really begin to unpack some of that baggage that you made out to be really, really pretty. See, here's the thing. Baggage really isn't about us. Baggage is really about other people. It's about how we've taken on their issues and we've put them on our back. You know how we do, ladies. We take our children's baggage and we put it on our back. We take our spouse's baggage and we put it on our back. We take our family's baggage, our coworkers' baggage, and we put it on our back. And now we're carrying other people's baggage. And sometimes we do a really good job of dressing it up. Nevertheless, it's still baggage and it slows us down. It fatigues us. It exhausts us. But here we are trying to be the woman that we are, that we think we're supposed to be based on what people have told us and taught us, because we've talked about unlearning. So how do I unpack that? I heard you, sis. Here's what I want you to think about when it comes to unpacking. Here we go. What have you learned? What have you put in your backpack that's not really yours? So I'm going to give you an example, and I want you to think about this. I was told when I was in high school that I wasn't smart enough to go to college. Right. And here you are today, able to call me Dr. T. Right. I was told by my high school counselor that I wasn't smart enough to go to college. And I believed what she told me. Mind you, she only met me one time, and didn't even have a conversation with me. She basically told me, listen, you failed the second semester of Algebra 2, and so you're not getting a college prep diploma. What do you plan on doing after high school? Y'all, this was in 1988. And I remember looking at her in her face, and I remember saying to her, I'm going to college. And she said, you need to pick something else because obviously you're not smart enough to go to college. Fast forward 2 years in college. Listen, I got kicked out because I was partying too hard and having way too much fun. And so I got kicked out and had to come home. But guess what was ringing in my head the entire time when I read the letter that I had gotten kicked out? You're not smart enough to go to college. Fast forward, I get a bachelor's degree. Still ringing in my head, you're not smart enough to go to college. I get a master's degree. Still ringing in my head, you're not smart enough to go to college. I get a doctorate degree in counseling psychology. Still ringing in my head, you're not smart enough to go to college. I get licensed in not one, but two states. Still ringing in my head, you're not smart enough to go to college. Can I tell you all, I had to unpack her baggage because I was carrying around what she thought of me and not what I should be thinking about myself. Am I the only one who's gone through that? Who's told you something? Who's taught you something that you now recognize today that you need to, number one, unlearn, number two, unpack, and number three, be unapologetic about letting it go. All right. So I hope that you have learned in this episode today to be unapologetic about your journey of you, your joy. So, all right, we're down to the last drop. It's the last segment that I like to call the last drop. Can I drop this on you? And I want you to think about it this way. Here's your journal prompt. So, you ready? What thoughts, what lessons, what actions have I learned from others that I need to unlearn? That's journal prompt number one. What do you need to unlearn what you've learned that doesn't serve you well anymore, that you recognize after today, I'm letting it go? Sis, what do you need to unlearn? And here's journal prompt number two, the last drop. Here we go. What is your joy plan? Come on, be excited about it. Find out what ignites you, what excites you. Put it in your joy plan and be excited about how it's going to unfold. I'm so glad that you joined me for today's episode. I hope that after today, you unlearn, you unpack, and you be unapologetic about your joy, your journey of you. So join me for the next episode when we talk about the strong woman myth, how softness is the new strength. Until next time, enjoy the tea.